Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined us today. We have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Ms. Terry Hudson. She is an empowerment speaker. So, Terry, how are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful. I am doing wonderful.
I am so glad you decided to. Yes, I'm so glad you decided to join us today. It's going to be a wonderful discussion. Definitely, definitely. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I've been married for 19 years. I'm a mother of four daughters and one granddaughter that I call Jelly Bean. And I've been in ministry for 10 years. I am a CEO of Remnant Daughters. I'm an empowerment speaker of Holiness is Hot and My Dream Matters. And I am also a facilitator on the Remnant Call, the Kingdom Bad Girls Call, and the Triple Threat for Parents Praying with on Purpose with Purpose.
Oh, wow. So you are a busy woman. Oh, my goodness. That sounds like a full-time, part-time, two or three part-time job.
Yes.
How
it's
do
a
you
lot.
Find
it's
the
a
time
lot.
To do all of that? Yes.
Basically, one of the calls is like 6 in the morning, and the other ones are at night at 9 and at 10 o'clock at night.
Yes. So you just fit it in, huh?
Yes, it fits in. Hey, your gift makes room for you.
That's it. Ooh, that's one of my favorite scriptures. That is one of my favorite scriptures because it's so appropriate for our life now. I tell you, I meet so many people that we're busier than we've ever been in our lives, and we're almost like, how in the world did we get things done before, you know? Because I look at the situation and I think, I do so much in an average day. What was I doing before, just laying around or something, you know?
Yes.
So when you think about it, it's like, okay, this is definitely a change, a shift that we're seeing, you guys. And I hope you are definitely open to and willing to receive whatever's coming to you today because she is going to just break off some knowledge to us, and I am super excited about that. So let's get started. I call what we do Love of Heart Services because we provide services from the love of our heart. Tell us about that. Have you always been a person wanting to help others?
Yes, I am. I am from a humongous family. My grandmother had 23 kids, and my mom is the oldest, and I am the oldest of 74 grandkids. So women and children
goodness,
is what
kidding.
I know.
Goodness. I don't know that I've ever heard of that many grandkids. 74, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that is a lot, girl. So I know you got a lot to say. So tell us this. When you were finding your purpose, and I know many times we believe that God really ushered our purpose into our life. He really did. So tell us about your situation. Did you know that you were going to be, involved in ministry, involved in other people's lives? Tell us about your journey.
I didn't know that I was going to be in ministry. As a matter of fact, I was so, I had very low self-esteem. I was from a huge family, but I was always overlooked. You know, I was always the one that everybody pushed everything on, but I was always overlooked. And even though, you know, my family is huge and they were there for me anytime I needed them, I always felt like I wasn't good enough or, you know, felt rejected in some sort. But, when I tell you that God definitely showed me the way, and like I said, because I'm from a huge family, women and children is what I know. Most of the time my family members came to me when they wanted to just vent.
Right.
So when they vent, you know, when they come and vent and I say, well, how about try this or how about try that? And what I seen was that pattern became, you know, it really showed me where my purpose was, you know, as growing up and even starting my first job, I kept giving advice all the time, always giving advice. And as a matter of fact, I remember some of the elderly people in our neighborhood and the pastors and the apostles would say, this young lady has more wisdom than a 70-year-old. Where does she get this from?
Uh-huh. That is something. So I know sometimes that can be a little tiring, actually, to have to always give an answer to somebody. So tell us, how do you take care of yourself to make sure that you're ready to give to others?
What I do is that I'm very transparent. Before I give it to anyone else, I swallow the whole loaf. Mm-hmm, anything that I give to anybody else, I make sure that I am applying it to my own life.
Wow.
That's number one.
Wow.
Applying it to my own life and always reminding my mind of the God I serve.
Yep. That is.
And like I said, I had a huge family, but at some times I felt very alone. So times with God was always, you know, is what I based my life off of. Is what I based my push off of.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness, that is so just really what we need to hear at this time in our life. I know that there are a lot of people on this call that may be struggling with something. It could be a relationship that ended due to death or divorce, or it could really be they're just going through bad financial times right now. What type of encouragement could you give them?
I could give them this. It's the same thing that I gave my sister when she was going through cancer. It's the same thing that I gave my sister-in-law when she was on her deathbed and she wanted to give up. Well, before she got on her deathbed, she wanted to give up when they told her she had stage 4 cancer at the age of 30. And it is this: push while you rest and rest while you push. And how you do that is you push knowing that God is able and you rest knowing that it's already done.
Wow.
It's
push
already
while
done.
You rest. And rest,
and
while,
rest
you
while you push.
I'm putting that in the show notes, y'all, because I want everybody to know that and use that. And number two, we need to know that it is already done. That
it's already
is,
done.
Oh,
we're walking
in
a finished work.
Right. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And how do we tap into that confidence and that faith? You know,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, many times so many people don't have the confidence that things are going to be all right. I know I talked, I think it was yesterday on my video, about don't beat a dead horse. You know, many times we just over and over, and we practically begging people to help us and to, you know, do this and do that. And I've just come to the realization, you know what, what's for us is for us. God is not going to leave us to be just not being able to take care of the things we need to take care of. We may have to reposition some things and think about things differently or whatnot, but the reality is we've got to have the faith that everything is going to work out.
And it always
so
works
tell us.
Out.
Yes.
It always works out. And the way that I do that is this. Like I said, I remind my mind of the God I serve, and then I go back and say, okay, what did you say about me? And I build confidence on looking at what he said about me, that he loved me enough to say, you are wonderful, that you will do these things, that I've created you for greatness. And I have to remind myself a lot, even when you get those no's. And I kept telling, you know, I motivate myself, and I say, 100 no's from everybody else is nothing when you get one yes from God.
Yes, it's nothing.
It's absolutely nothing. And what we have to do is we have to keep going no matter what. And my whole motto for myself is push in spite of. Push in spite of. In spite of what you see, in spite of what you hear, push beyond the noise and see the victory. Push beyond all of that you see. Push beyond the clutter, the no's that are in your ear, the naysayers, the haters. Push beyond all of that and see what he saw. Because here's the deal: he knew our end even when we began. He already knew our end, and he already says we have the victory. So I already declare and decree that I have victory even before I start. And so even when I walk into it, I say, it's going to happen. And I have to keep myself and put notes around and tell myself, it's going to happen. Before I go to bed at night, I say, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And lo and behold, it's happening.
Yes, definitely. So you say we must declare and decree that we have the victory even before we start the journey. Oh, my goodness, that is powerful, y'all. And I hope you guys have already started taking notes as we're listening and just receiving the word that she has given to us. It is just blessing my soul, definitely. I wanted to find out if you could talk to a young person, maybe a 15-year-old version of Terry, what would you tell her?
If I could talk to a 15-year-old?
If someone that was just like you, though. When you were 15.
I would say, well, that's good because I have a 15-year-old. I have teenagers. That I told my daughter that just graduated high school at a young age, and I told her, I said, there are legacies to be made, but none will be made if you aren't moving.
Uh-huh.
Wow. There are so many legacies to be made. We have a long list of legacies, but there's still some to be made. There are many more to be made, and nothing's going to happen if you're not moving. You cannot risk your calling and your anointing on your life. You cannot risk your passion and your purpose listening to naysayers. You have to keep moving. You can't afford to become stuck.
Moving. Wow. You can't afford to become stuck. And you know what? I'm just going to take it a step further. What happens if you do become stuck?
I've become stuck before.
I have too, girl. That's why I asked.
I've become stuck many times. And like I said, I based it right back off of the very thing. I go back to the plan. I go back to the plan that God had given me, the one that he said, write it down and make it plain. Go
make
right
it plain.
Back to the plan
and
add what he said. He said, and I remind my mind of the God I serve. And he already says, I'm going to win through this. So I go back to the drawing board and say, okay, God, you said to start with this. And I know I can't get everything done at one time, so I'm going to start with one goal. And then I'm going to write out the process that it takes to get to that goal so that when the next generation comes, I have a remedy for them that they don't have to go through the hard way that I went through, but they can take these steps that they can go ahead and pursue it without any, without any problems.
Wow.
And so that's how I get unstuck. How I get unstuck, I go back, renew my mind, refocus, reposition, and say, okay, here I am. I'm going to stand. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to turn back because I've already gone too far. I'm going to start from where I am. But sometimes, sometimes it's better to start over, than to start with. But in this case, I'm going to start from where I am. I'm going to start from where I am, and I'm going to push past all of the problems that I'm going through right now. I'm going to push with passion. I'm going to push on purpose with purpose.
Yes, that is so amazing. And I just so know that is so key. And you know what, the question was initially about young people, but here's what I know, business people. That was, usually I ask, give some advice to a future entrepreneur and a struggling entrepreneur. That's advice for everybody, for the young, for the old, for the entrepreneur that's starting out, for the entrepreneur that is really stuck and need to get going again. It's write the vision out. Go back to the plan and see what the vision says. And then I am totally with you about sometimes we need to just to tackle that one thing. We don't need to try to do a million and one things right now. Let's just tackle that one thing. And let's go back and try to make some successes. Let's get some little bitty successes. Let's do some things that we can just really, I just think, really, we need to do some things that can change our lives and change others' lives. And when we do, it can be a blessing to so many people. But it just requires us to really get into action and not give up. Because I've been there. I've wanted to throw away the towel a million and one times, So I'll be the first to tell you that it is not, it's not us being, going through the journey and saying, oh, what's going to happen? God, why won't you be there for me? It's more of us saying, okay, God, I see this little hill that I need to climb. I'm ready. What would you have me do next, And just being obedient and knowing that trials are going to come. Because I think many times people, and I'm sorry, I'm having to take out this earring because it is clicking on the phone. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can get it out real quick. Many times people, here's what we do. We see the hill, and we may even see the hill coming, actually. And we think, okay, now God is going to just move this hill. I believe he will allow us to go up that hill, you guys. So the struggle may still be there. Guess what? He's going to allow us to make it up the hill and come down the hill too. But the thing is, we give up because we see the hill. We think, oh, no, this is too tough. I can't do this. I can't. Stop saying what you can't do and start realizing what God can do. You know, so that's the biggest thing that we need to do. What do you think about that?
I want to say this, is that if you'll stop waiting to celebrate the big victories and start celebrating the small victories, you'll become more, you know, enthused and more empowered to just keep going, to keep pushing. And so what me and my team do when we get little victories, we have a little phone chat and we just, you know, just give praise and honor to God. And we, you know, give each other high five on the small things, on the little things. I mean, little things like, hey, someone said they wanted to come by and they wanted to be a part, they want to partner with us. Little things, you know, before you get to the humongous things that you can showcase or whatever. I'm not even, I'm celebrating the little things right now. And when I celebrate the little things, then God knows he can trust me with the big things.
He knows he can trust me
with the big things, so.
And then, you know what, that's another part, Terry, of our faith as well. We've got to know that the big things are coming. Many times we don't even think the big things are coming because it's like,
and
oh,
you know
no,
what?
A
lot of people want the promise but don't want to go through the process. Now, God promised me that I will own my own business. He promised me that this vision, that this plan, that it will work, that it, without a shadow of a doubt, it would not fail. And I didn't want to go through the process. I just wanted the promise. But there's a process, and like you said, he has hills for us to climb. There's going to be struggles. And now, before I matured in him, before I, you know, started learning some things, now I embrace those things because I know there's things that I need to learn throughout the way. Because here's the deal. If you haven't gone through anything, how are you going to help anybody else? If you haven't experienced anything, how are you going to give them the knowledge, the wisdom, and the know-how to do and know what not to do? So I embrace those things, embrace my now so that I can be prepared for my next.
Yeah, so true. So true. So it's just unreal. Some of the needless – I think about that song, and I can't even remember what the name of the song is. It said, "The Needless Pains We Bear." What's the name of that song? I know that it really speaks to us because many times, so many things, we just put on ourselves. But if we just take it to God and leave it there, our life, could be so much easier. I'm going through a struggle right now, actually. But I just decided when I looked in the computer and saw what was going on, I said, you know what, God, I know you got this. So let me not even get out of my nice spot, you know, get out of this spot of being happy and loving the day and all that kind of stuff. I don't even need to go anywhere else because I know you got this taken care of, you know. So that's what we need to do, and we need to be so clear about our plan and know that this is a faith walk, y'all. And if we don't know anything else, we need to know that that faith walk, it's going to take us through. It's going to take us from here to glory. A friend of mine was asked him, well, what if this happens? What if this happens? You know, and like I told her, I'm willing to do whatever God has told me to do until death. So if I die in the process, that had to have been his plan, you know? That had to have been what he wanted for me because this is what happened to me. So we've got to have that same type of confidence that, oh, okay, this is what God intended for us to experience at this time in our life. And just know that everything happens, every season will come to us, you know, and we will experience some things that we thought, oh, okay, what is this
and
about?
You know what, Ms. Cheryl? Also, whenever these things come about, like you say, you look in your computer and you see you have a struggle going on, I look at them as, like I say, you have to remind your mind of the God you serve, and you have to refocus. And don't look at it, because most of the time it's not what it seems. God has a greater plan. He already has it worked out. So what I do is I said, okay, God, these are pre-approved distractions. The enemy can't touch me unless he asks you first. And you already knew I could get through this. So what is this distraction all about? What do I need to learn about this distraction? I know that I must remain focused. I know I must remain in my position. I know that I must stand on the plan. I know that I must follow through with the plan. So what is this distraction really about? What is it trying to show me or learn? What am I trying to learn? What do I need to learn from this? So the enemy intended it for my bad, but what good is it that you have for me to learn from it?
Yes, that's so,
so
true.
So I can
and
give
we,
you an example. Oh, go ahead.
Yes. No. Yes, give us an example.
Okay. I can give you an example. Like with the, all the calls that I am on, I am, you know, you network so much, and one of the facilitators who is the overseer of one of the calls, she's connected to other women, and she's connected to powerful women, you know, and so whenever I got ready to do some of the things that I needed to be done, that I was like, oh, wow, I need someone to help me with the 501. I need someone to help me with this, and this person does it all. And the lesson that I learned was, just because the people in my circle are that I'm connected to, just because they're connected to other people, doesn't necessarily mean I need to be connected to them. I had to learn that the hard way. Oh, I had to learn that the hard way, because God has the divine connection that He has for you. And when I tell you, when you go with the plan, if you go right back to the plan. The plan that was written out for you, the plan that He told you to make it plain, that if you go right back to that plan and follow through with the plan, don't look to the left, don't look to the right, don't question how, don't doubt it, just know that it's going to happen, that you already have the victory, that you already win, and just pursue the plan. Pursue the plan, because He already said it, that it is out for, He's out for our good, and it's not to harm us. So I'm already speaking into the atmosphere that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I don't care what anybody formed, it won't prosper, because I'm going to win. I win in this. And so what I did was I connected with this person, and I'm like, oh, well, because I'm just a person that pours, you know, I'm a compassionate person. I'm a giving person, and I'm a person that allows people, I give them second chances and third chances. And, you know, and so my husband said, that could be one of your weaknesses. But I'm compassionate because I believe that there is some good in everyone, because God created
everyone.
Them. And so,
definitely.
You know, I allow, and when someone tries to tear down your passion and your dreams because they can't meet the needs that you're needing, you know, trying to make themselves feel good, that's not a connection that I need. I need someone who's going to be just as passionate as I am about what they're doing. I need someone who's going to be just as powerful about what they're doing as I am about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I had to learn that lesson the hard way, that the ones that are in my circle, whoever they're connected to, doesn't necessarily mean they need to be connected to me.
Absolutely.
But you know, a little leaven spoils the loaf.
Yes, that is
it
so true.
It takes a little bit.
Definitely. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that is amazing. That is amazing. Oh my goodness. So I know as we continue the call, I just wanted to find out from you, what type of things do you have going on in your city that you're involved in? Can you let the audience know about those things?
Yes, I am about to open up my new center. Like I said, I didn't give up. I didn't stop. I kept hearing the no's and how it's not going to be done, and I had to go back to the plan. And so when I went back to the plan and I gave God back the plan that He'd given me, hey, God, this is what You said was going to happen, and I don't see it happening, but I'm going to stand anyway. I'm going to stand in spite of. And what happened was churches began to hear about me because I just moved here 3 years ago. But as of today, I have 6 churches that are willing to partner with me, that are willing to pour into me, and one that has given. Listen, when you follow the plan of God, you win.
Yes.
One church that wanted to adopt my entire mentoring program, so they moved into a new building because they have a new building that they build. They gave me their old building. I have no rent.
No.
I have no light bill. I have no water bill. That's favor. But you have to follow the plan. You have to follow the plan. One of the richest women in the city came to me yesterday and said that she wanted me to come by her house because she had something for me. You have to follow the plan. You have to follow the plan.
That is a great testimony. I love that. And when you do follow the plan, audience, you see exactly what happens. You see how God can just show up and show out in your life. And I just love that. I love that you're able to manifest the things that you need, you know, based upon you being obedient. And that's the biggest thing. Just be obedient, and you'll see what happens, definitely. Well, I love that. Well, can you tell the audience how to get in touch with you?
Yes, they can contact me with, at terryhood@gmail.com, or they can also contact me at remnantdaughtersremain@gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful.
Oh, and you know what? I'm sorry, because I didn't fully answer your question about what am I doing. I'm opening up a mentoring center / community center in an area that is has a poverty mentality. And what I'm doing is empowering them and equipping them and igniting them with hope, the hope that they've lost because no one's showing them the way.
Oh, wow.
And so what I've created are different mentoring programs that were given to me by the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, everything that my entire plan was written out in the presence of God. And so some of the things that we're doing is having empowerment conferences called My Dream Matters. Holiness is Hot. And that catches the attention of the older and the younger because they're like, what is she talking about?
What is
it
talking about? Yes.
And also one that is really, really taken off like with the, I mean, on fire, and it's called RAW, Releasing Authentic Word. And what it is a journaling program, and it's helping victims of domestic violence, victims of rape, victims of people who have been rejected. They're journaling and they're writing their story. And when they finish the program, they're actually when they finish my program of RAW, it's Releasing Authentic Word. It will be their first book.
No.
Yeah.
Girl, that is powerful. I love that. I love that idea, how you're just turning that into something that they can benefit from. Not only can they be healed spiritually from that, but they can definitely use that to make some income. So I absolutely love that idea. That is powerful. Well, tell us how – we already asked, how do you stay motivated? You told us about that. Tell us, do you have any books or masterminds or seminars that you go to regularly?
After all that stuff that I'm doing, I am working on 2 books.
Yep.
I am working on Dying to Be Loved, and I am working on Dying to Be Loved Through the Eyes of a Mother.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. That is awesome. Amazing. Amazing. Well, good, good, good. Well, I am definitely in prayer with you about that. If I could do anything to help you here in Dallas, just let me know. And I'm having a conference in November. Hopefully you'll be able to come up and be a part of that, November 4th and 5th. And I am just so excited that we connected and I had a chance to spotlight you today. This has been a wonderful conversation. And do you want to say anything in closing to the audience?
I just thank you so much for having me. And I just want to tell the audience, keep pushing in spite of. Push while you rest and rest while you push. It's going to happen. It's happening now.
That.
It's happening now. And if you haven't been praying, start praying. If you haven't been seeking, start seeking because he's answering prayers now.
Yes.
That's all
I love that. That was amazing. Well, thank you so much, Terry, for being on the call today. This has been a powerful show. And audience, I hope you share this with all of your friends because I know they can get a word from this. And I know that they can get some of the answers to the questions they have about life from this show. So thank you so much, Terry. This has been Cheryl Jones with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. I hope you guys tune in again. Have a great day, everyone.